Once upon a time, in a well beneath a lime tree, there lived a frog. A handsome frog. Actually, not just any handsome frog. The most handsome frog in the world. Not only was he handsome, he was courteous, he was kind, he was intelligent, well-spoken, well-mannered. Perfect specimen of a frog. In fact, the dragonflies themselves would talk about what a marvelous specimen of frog he was. They'd buzz down to admire him. Of course, in doing so, they'd meet a sticky end at the end of his tongue. In this story, there was also a princess. She was beautiful. She was clumsy as anything. And she tripped on the root of the lime tree one day and let slip from her fingers a golden ball. And with a plop, it sank to the bottom of the well. And that's when the shrieking began, and the weeping, and the crying, and the whining. And our frog came up and asked if he could be of some assistance. And she promised him anything, everything, if he could help her out. But the frog said to the princess, "I don't really care for your riches, your fancy clothes, your pearls, or your jewels. But if you could love me for who I am, if you could let me sit by you at the table and eat from your plate and drink from your cup and sleep in your bed, then I could go down below and get that ball back for you." She agreed. And the frog had no trouble swimming down to the bottom of the well, bringing that ball back up. But it seems that no sooner had it touched her fingers than she was gone. Disappeared. All promises forgotten. And her frog had to think for a minute. Maybe princesses are harder to impress than dragonflies. But he was undaunted. He hopped his way up to her house, knocked on the door, explained the situation, and her father, the king, invited him to dinner as an honored guest. And he was placed next to the princess on the table, where he could eat from her plate and drink from her cup. And by this time, of course, the princess was totally disgusted. And she fled the table. She ran to her room, slammed the door. She'd forgotten what her father had often tried to teach her. That which is promised must be performed. He had the servants carry the frog down to her bedroom. They opened the door, placed the frog on her pillow, and then left the two of them alone. The princess stared at the creature on her pillow for a long time without saying a word. And then, with a trembling hand, she reached over, and for the first time, they touched. As she picked up his small body, brought him close, looked him in the eye, and then, with all her might, flung him against the nearest wall. Now, in the instant or instant and a half the frog had between the time he left her hand and hit that wall, he had an epiphany of the way the world works. This thought came to him. You might be the most handsome frog in the world, but the world is still going to treat you like a frog. With a wet smack, he hits the wall and slid down to the floor. But the strange thing was, lying there on the floor was now the long, lanky, naked body of a handsome prince with a broken and bloody nose. And the princess rushed over to him and staunched the bleeding, and in that moment fell in love. Well, now you know how my parents met. And frankly, with a family story like that, that's why I became a storyteller. My parents both wanted me to remember this story and tell it and keep it alive. And They had very different motives, though. My father always used this story to teach me, go after what you believe in, keep your word. You'll get what you want in your end, your happy ending. My mother, on the other hand, I don't know why she told me this story, except she was in it. Because to her mind, in her world, she got her happily ever after, but only after she lost a precious heirloom, she broke her word, and then she mistreated a helpless animal. I'm still trying to work out what this means for... So people ask me, well, Tim, with, you know, wow, what a family history. Do you miss those times? You know, with... I mean, they say, Tim, I mean, with the kings and queens, the princes, the enchanted spells, the witches, the ogres. Do you miss all that? No, not really. I mean, I know the world doesn't have as many kings and queens or enchanted spells or witches or ogres as it used to. It doesn't bother me. But the world doesn't have as many frogs as it used to. That bothers me. A world that loses its kings and queens, its witches, enchanted spells and ogres, will still remember them in stories. But a world that loses its frogs is a world that may soon be silent altogether. Thank you.